Welcome to the Executive Edition with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dimstra.
Welcome to the Executive Edition podcast. I have two exciting guests who are new to their positions, but both bring excitement and fresh ideas. My first guest is the Mayor of Lansing, Andy Shore. He'll talk about his initiatives and the phrase, Lansing's time is now. Then I'll talk with a new American Library Association president, Loida Garcia-Fibo, and her Libraries Equal Strong Communities initiative. Before we get to the interviews, I'd like to remind you about the library millage renewal that's on the August 7th ballot. The millage funds about 90% of our operations, so staff, materials, and technology you see in our libraries are paid for by those tax dollars. We've had the same millage rate since 2006, and this will not increase your tax dollars, but it will allow us to continue to provide great services like you see from all of our 13 branches and digital collections. We'll be back with my first interview after this. Welcome back to the Executive Edition podcast. I'm very excited to introduce our next guest at CATL. We refer to him as the librarian's mayor because he and his family are such big library users. The mayor I'm referring to is Mayor Andy Shore of Lansing. Welcome to the show, Mayor.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
So, just to give a little background on yourself, could you talk about what you've done leading up to becoming the mayor of Lansing?
Sure. You know, quite a bit, actually. I've been in Lansing for a little over 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I came here after college. And I immediately went to work for a guy named Gary Peters, who then was a state senator from Oakland County, now is our U.S. senator. So I worked for him for 6 years, where I learned most of what I know in politics. He's my mentor. But I went from there. I got elected to the county commission, and I served there for 10 years. And at the same time, because that's a part-time job, sure. At the same time, I worked for an organization called the Michigan Municipal League. Mm-hmm. And they represent cities all around the state. And I really learned a lot about cities and how they do and how they run and the issues that they face. After about 10 years on the county commission and working for the municipal league for about 6 years, I got elected to the state legislature mm-hmm. here in Lansing, representing Lansing and Lansing Township. And I did that for 5 years. And then last year I ran for mayor and I won. So now I'm the mayor and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. It's a challenging job. It's a lot that it's very different than serving in the legislature. Sure. It's an executive job, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, fantastic. The motto of your office is Lansing's time is now. Could you talk about a bit what that phrase means to you?
That means everything to me. Lansing's time is now. You get a lot of people who say, you know, I want to wings. I want to work on the future, and I want to do this and do that. And, you know, there are a lot of things I want to do, but I want it all to happen right now. Mm-hmm. Lansing is, we are set up. We are ready. You know, we have tremendous neighborhoods. We have a great business community. And we have so much more coming that are in the wings that when people want to look at where to invest, when they look at where they want to live, when they look at, you know, where they want to raise their families, Lansing's time is now. This isn't something they should look at in 5 years or 10 years. It's going to be great. We are great, and we are proud, and we're excited. So our time is now. It's not the future. It's not any, you know, it's not, well, those great good old days. Mm-hmm. Lansing's time is now. We say that every day. Today in two different events, I forgot to say it, and I had different people say Lansing's time is now, and I love it. We have developers giving us proposals for new everything, mm-hmm. and they put Lansing's time is now. Now, maybe they're doing it because they want me to like that, but I think people really do believe it.
I agree.
I think that this is an exciting time.
I agree. Being in the office for a little over 6 months, what are some of your areas of focus for Lansing?
Everything we said we were going to focus on in the campaign. Mm-hmm. So we said we were going to focus on neighborhoods, and we created a Department of Neighborhoods, and we have just a lot going on, too much to, you don't have enough time on your
show. Sure.
You know, it includes parks and sidewalks and neighborhood resources and capacity building. We said that we were going to create a great business environment, mm-hmm. and you know, we are, our big joke now is that we're faster than the speed of business, because we have had folks come to us who need things. They need rezonings, they need permits, they need all kinds of stuff, and we have gotten it done before they're even ready to move forward.
Sure.
So they are the speed of business. We have been faster than the speed of
business.
That's
fantastic.
We're proud of that. We're so proud of that. You know, we talked about infrastructure, and that's the thing I heard more than anything, you know, fixing the roads. And we today, this morning, announced our roads plan. We talked about all the roads that have been fixed in the last few years, and we talked about what's coming in the next few years. And we have a lot of major reconstructions for roads, but we're also doing a lot of potholes. You know, I think we've done 1,600 or 1,700 already this year. Mm-hmm. We're proud that if you put a pothole into Lansing Connect, which is an app on your phone, or it's the website, we get it within 48 hours. Unless it's raining or snowing or whatever, but sure. We average 48 hours. So we're fixing the neighborhood streets little by little with the money that we have. You know, you only have a certain amount of money from the state and the gas tax. We took all of our millage money and we put it into road projects. That's $2.1 million. We added another $400,000 from our general fund and put it into roads. So we really are very serious about the infrastructure, and it's all over the city. You know, we have fixed Pennsylvania on the south side. We fixed Kalamazoo on the east side. We fixed Seymour and Pine downtown. We have Jolly coming on the south side that we're going to be doing. We are doing major road work all over the city, and wherever it's not major road work, it's pothole repair and mill and overlay and things like that. So all of that, and we're working closely with the schools. You know, we do a lot with the schools. My kids are in the Lansing schools. I'm proud of that. And we're doing a lot with the schools to show that you can get a great quality education in Lansing schools. So it's worth considering and looking at, and the pathways are really working. So these are all the things we said we were going to do, and we're doing it.
Oh, fantastic. And that kind of leads into my next question. What is one or two things that are your proudest accomplishment since becoming mayor?
Well, that's tough. We have a lot of things that are coming that I think that I'm going to be very proud of.
Sure.
I think our communication and transparency I'm very proud of. When we had the flood, you know, you have proactive and reactive things. Mm-hmm. But my second month, we had a major flood. And I was very proud of the work of our city employees during that flood. We had 8 areas that flooded out. We declared an emergency before the floods came. We saw the rain and the snow melting. We knew the waters were going to crest in our rivers. So we declared emergency beforehand. We told people to evacuate, and they did. We put up a barrier at 127 that held the water back, and we probably saved a few hundred houses. We saved $2.1 million worth of damage in Urbandale. Mm-hmm. So being able to do that in advance, prospectively, without just being reactive to an emergency, that I am very proud of. And the communication, we put stuff on social media. We had probably a press conference every other day, getting the information out into the media. We have been very open about everything that we're doing. And you know, and we've been engaging the citizens. We engaged them for our roads plan. We did neighborhood meetings throughout the city. We engaged the citizens when we had the tragedy of the fire in our public housing, and we talked about our forward-looking plan on how we were going to fix things. We've engaged citizens with all of the development that's coming. We just announced one a few days ago, new at Jolly and Dunkel, new housing project with a public component. So we're gonna be excited about the positive things, and we're going to tell people when things go wrong and how we're planning to fix them. That's probably one of the things I'm most proud of.
Sure. And for myself, I really like your focus on engaging communities. And the Capital Area District Library sees itself as an integral part of the communities that we serve. What role do you see the library playing in the Lansing communities?
I think the library has a huge role in the Lansing community. This is a place where people come, whether they're coming to check out the books or their kids are coming to play and to be part of story time and all the programming the libraries do, you know, the library of things. This is a gathering place. This is a place where, you know, in terms of our connection, you know, the city's connection with the library, you know, everything we're doing, we want it promoted through here. When we do things, we want people to know about it. Mm-hmm. You have the people. So communicating to people through the library is a great connection. You know, I've always been a big fan of the library. That's really cool. Call me the library mayor. I like that. We are big fans of the library. I see your staff all the time whenever I'm coming in to grab a book or for whatever, returning books. I just returned a book on the way in to do the podcast. But, you know, I think communicating, I think providing information, you know, we put out press releases and things.
Sure.
And you know, you guys have the newspapers here and you have other things. You have our tax forms already. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot with taxation. But we have a lot going on. We have we're creating something called Serve Lansing, which is a volunteer effort, and we need to promote that. We have a new Citizen Academy where we're inviting people to learn about government. We do a lot of things with the police and our community officers. So I'd say any connections we have where we can have people in the library or information in the library being spread out to residents. That's what the library is, sure. Right? The library is providing information, whether it's books, magazines, videos, things. The library is a resource, and it's spreading information, and we can plug into that. So I think that would be a great partnership.
Sure. Thank you for that. Stepping outside of your role as mayor, as a resident of Lansing, what kind of community do you want to live in, or what kind of community do you want for your family?
That's a good question. And it's everything I thought of until I swore in as mayor. I want a community that continues to grow. Mm-hmm. I want a community where I can live in a neighborhood where I can get to a park with my kids because my kids are younger. I want a community that I can go for a walk with my wife and feel safe and enjoy my neighbors. I want a community where I can get to downtown very quickly or to any of our business districts, to Rio Town or to Michigan Avenue or to Old Town and shop and have things to do. And if I don't feel like making dinner some night, I want to know that I can go to any of our wonderful restaurants that are here. I expect amenities, and I expect, a vibrant, exciting community. And I believe Lansing is there. We're just going to give it more.
Sure.
So that's why, when we came here, 21, 22 years ago to work for Gary Peters, I rented a house on the South Side, and my wife and I got married, and we loved it so much that we bought a house on the South Side. Mm-hmm. And, we spent a lot of time downtown. We spent a lot of time on the River Trail. We spent a lot of time enjoying the amenities of a city. I can walk down a River Trail in the middle of a mid-sized city in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then, our family expanded, so we moved across town onto the south west side, and we just love it here. We love it. It's everything we want, but we will continue as mayor. I will continue to grow the city because that's what I want. Every decision I make isn't going to make everybody happy, but whatever decision I make is going to be what we feel in consultation with the residents is best for the city of Lansing. And that's how we do things.
Sure. Fantastic. And we'll end with a library question. Could you give us a recommendation or just tell the listeners what you're reading, watching, or listening to? Just a title to recommend.
I'm between books. I just finished a wonderful series of books by Christopher Moore, mm-hmm. who is a wonderful author.
Fantastic.
He wrote a very funny book called Lamb, which is one of my favorite books. Mm-hmm. And I just read a book called A Dirty Job, which is also a wonderful book. A lot of times, I spend so much time reading very serious things. I like to go home and read fiction.
Yeah.
So it just, I'm between books right now, ironically, and I have to pick up some new books today. that's probably my most recent. It's funny, I will read a book and at the same time I will put it on my phone on Overdrive or the new app that you guys have that we're converting to. I can't remember the name of it.
Libby.
That's it. Which I like better than Overdrive.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on when I'm running. So if I have time, I'll go for a 3 mile run or 4 mile run. So I'll be reading a book and then I'll jump right over to the audio and I'll listen to it on my run.
Sure.
And then I'll go back to I like reading the physical books mm-hmm. instead of reading on a tablet. But both options, which are available through the library.
Sure.
So it's just very impressive. You guys have a very impressive system.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for the plug for our digital collection there as well. That is it. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Mayor Andy Shore. And again, we call him the Librarian's Mayor. Thank you for all that you do for Lansing.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Right here. Do you belong on stage? Then you should submit your entry to the Capital Area Cover Song Contest, July 28th through August 31st. Singers, groups, or bands can enter by submitting a performance video featuring their version of the song Right Here by Taylor Taylor. The grand prize winner will perform during the 2019 Common Ground Music Festival and will receive a $500 gift card to Marshall Music.
Visit cadl.org/song for more details. That's cadl.org/song.
Right here.
Welcome back. We're joined by the American Library Association President, Loida Garcia-Fibo. Thank you for joining me, Loida.
Hi, Scott. It's my pleasure to be here with you today and with the listeners.
Oh, perfect. Well, to start out with, let's just hear a little bit about your background. Could you talk about your current position at the American Library Association and also with your history with the association as well?
Yes. Well, I am a library consultant, and I have worked with mostly public libraries mm-hmm. and publishers, library vendors, and for-profit organizations. And now I am very happy to be the president of the American Library Association. And as of today, I've been in office less than a month, so this is very exciting.
Oh,
this
congratulations.
Is my first podcast, and it goes to you, and your library and community. I'm always glad to share my story about how I started with library associations. My first library association actually was the Reforma chapter of Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. where I grew up and I obtained my master's in library and information sciences. I then, while in Puerto Rico, joined ACRIL, which is the Caribbean Library Association, and mm-hmm. I was active there. And when I moved to New York, I joined the Northeast chapter of Reforma. And through Reforma, I learned about ALA and went to my first conference in Atlanta. And so there, I connected with the International Relations Roundtable. And soon after that, I joined the International Relations Roundtable Americas Subcommittee. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been active as chair of the Intellectual Freedom Roundtable, the International Relations Roundtable, the International Relations Committee. I was a member of the Diversity Council of ALA and of the Intellectual Freedom Committee. And so I've had experience in different areas. I'm very proud to have led the pilot and eventually the establishment of the ALA's virtual membership meetings. And that was when I was chair of the membership meetings committee a while back in 2010. I really enjoy working on teams, and I have joined other library associations such as the International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions, known as IFLA. Mm-hmm. And I just completed my second term as a governing board member there last year, which is the equivalent of the ALA Executive Board. And at IFLA, I established two opportunities for librarians, mm-hmm. the IFLA New Professionals Group and the series of webinars, New Librarians Global Connections. And our friends can learn more about that if they go to the IFLA website.
Sure, sure. Well, as a member of the American Library Association, I just want to personally thank you for all that you've done for the organization. It's fantastic. And at a recent American Library Association conference, you talked about the Libraries Equal Strong Communities advocacy effort. Could you talk about that effort?
Yes, I am very excited about visiting libraries around the country. Every year, the president visits libraries. This year, I have formally put those visits into a national library tour focused on library advocacy and to highlight the value of academic, public, school, and all libraries. So I can say that this initiative is uniquely positioned to ignite public awareness of the value of libraries and the library staff and create a groundswell of support at the local, state, national, and global level. Mm-hmm. As we know, libraries provide more than books. Libraries are cornerstones of democracy and empower users to make informed decisions by providing free access to information. Libraries are supporting community engagement and the delivery of new services that connect closely with patrons' needs. I wholeheartedly believe that as libraries transform, we should take opportunities and every opportunity to showcase their magnificent work. So at each tour stop, and we will have six, we will have an outdoors event with speakers, including library leaders and local advocates addressing local and national issues, as well as generate public awareness of programs and resources. We are going to collaborate with library workers from all types of libraries, and we are inviting elected officials, community-based organizations, state library associations, ALA divisions, and chapter members, and of course the general public. As I mentioned, the tour includes six stops. We're going to start in Pikes Peak, Colorado, Public Library District. Then we're going to Cambridge, Massachusetts. We are going to Seattle Public Library, North Miami Public Library, Los Angeles Public Library, and we're going to conclude the tour in June of 2019 during the ALA Annual Conference in Washington, D.C.
Oh, and, fantastic.
We are visiting public libraries. This is where we're going to have the outdoor events. But we are including all types of libraries. We are actually currently working with academic and school librarians in each one of those areas. We are planning to invite them and make them participants of the events. Mm-hmm. There is a video about the tour, which people can watch on the ALA YouTube channel, Libraries Equal Strong Communities. And there is a Facebook frame for Libraries Equal Strong Communities. You can search on the Facebook page under American Library Associations or under Libraries Equal Strong Communities. And I encourage everyone with a Facebook page or to add it. Or you can also follow us with our hashtag, which is Libraries Strong.
And the hashtag Library Strong, and that's something that we can also share through our social media accounts as well.
Yes, wonderful.
And at the Capital Area District Libraries, we feel that the Libraries Equal Strong Communities advocacy effort resonates with our organization. Our mission statement is empowering our diverse communities to learn, imagine, and connect. And that empowerment aspect is very important to us. Could you talk about how public libraries can adapt the Libraries Equal Strong Communities to effort to their mission or if they're going through their strategic planning process?
Yes. You know, that mission statement is wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It really speaks to our, yes, to our diverse communities and, well, ever-increasing diverse communities mm-hmm. in our country. The Libraries Equal Strong Communities effort is a great opportunity to show your community and city how libraries are building community. Mm-hmm. Strategic planning usually includes sections about this, so the central goal of the tour fits perfectly with all types of libraries' strategic planning. This effort is about library advocacy, including all types of library workers, library friends, library advocates. And I am happy to share that we're going to have a page with guidelines on how to do an outdoors event like the one we are having at each one of our tour stops. And I want to encourage libraries to have an all and good outdoor advocacy event along with other library programs and resources.
Fantastic. Could you also talk about your other organization outside of the being president of the American Library Association, the Information New Wave, and how its mission might fit within the Libraries Equal Strong Communities effort?
Yes, I am primarily a library consultant, mm-hmm. and Information New Wave is a small not-for-profit organization I created to better the education of multilingual and multi-ethnic populations. We coordinate seasonal free events, and currently, and this is totally supported by a small foundation, we are coordinating online classes for the Dominican Republic. And hopefully we can also move forward with some other projects in Puerto Rico, projects that were stopped due to the Hurricane Maria. Equal Strong Communities is an advocacy effort that will showcase how libraries are building communities, including everyone from different backgrounds. And at Information New Wave, we want to contribute to the education, which is part of what librarians do, of people in our communities who are from multilingual and multi-ethnic backgrounds. So I have found that everything libraries do fit within the Library Strong, Equal Strong Communities effort.
Sure.
And in my personal work, I serve diverse populations. And with the Libraries Equal Strong Communities, we are looking forward to showcase what libraries do and the services for all in the community, including those from different backgrounds or persons with disabilities or LGBTQI and different parts of the population.
Mm-hmm. as president of the American Library Association, what are some other initiatives that you want to focus on?
I want to thank you for this opportunity to share more about my goals for this year. I am very excited about the opportunity to bring change that can help us to impact public policy, our profession, and the communities we serve. I have been in conversations with various ALA offices to enhance and build on existing ALA's work related to advocacy, international relations, diversity, and wellness, which contributes to the overall professional development. And so far, we have announced our National Library Tour and the renewal of the ALA-APA Wellness website. And this one includes resources for 8 different wellness areas: emotional, environmental, intellectual, occupational, physical, spiritual, social, and financial wellness. And I want to thank Dr. Laureen Roy, ALA past president, who started the wellness initiative when she was president of ALA, and to her student, Leslie, who compiled content and worked on the renewal of the website. And I'm very happy that we announced that 2 weeks ago, and the website is available, and libraries across the country who would like to share, and library workers who would like to share more about their wellness efforts can send the stories through a contact link on the ALA-APA Wellness website. This past Monday, we announced efforts to bring programs and tools to engage, retain, and expand ALA's international membership. We started last week with a webinar about the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and why we should care about them. We are working to make our members aware of opportunities they have as ALA members, and we will have resources like this one about international efforts that can be of benefit to the different populations we serve and the communities that we are serving in our country. We also will have resources such as the Library Map of the World, which was created by IFLA, and that will be available during our conferences, midwinter and annual conferences. And we will have international conference attendees staffing a booth next to the Library Map of the World. And all this is to promote and encourage international exchanges. So everyone stays tuned for more news about our efforts in the areas of diversity and other overall professional development that will come out later this year.
Oh, it all sounds fantastic, and that Libraries Around the World map sounds very, very cool.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Well, we'll end with, if we could get a title recommendation, a title that you're reading, watching, or listening to that you'd recommend.
Yes, I've been reading The Leavers, and this book is by Lisa Cole, K-O. It's a book about mothers, the sacrifice of mothers, immigration, deportation, and it's essentially, and this is a very general description, about a child whose mom disappears, and about 21 years later, he finds out what happened to the mom. And so it brings into play different topics that are relevant to some parts of our populations that we serve in communities. And I'm reading it, and I hope to finish soon. I recommend it to everybody.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you. This has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining us today was the president of the American Library Association, Loida Garcia-Fibo. Thank you for joining us, Loida.
Thank you. And I hope to continue the conversation sometime soon.
Oh, fantastic.